Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Cantona. Are you ready? Kanchelskis in this break. Hughes and Parker getting there, and Giggs. Here is Parker. Now Keane. Now Ince. Ince into Irwin. Still Irwin. Oh! Wonderful football from a wonderful football team. Dennis Irwin, the goal scorer. Paul Ince, the provider. And Wimbledon just torn apart. And even if you keep the strikers at bay, even if you keep the midfield players at bay, then somebody like Dennis Irwin pops up. And it's 3-0.
We open an all-new season of Bar None with an English Premier League hero, a player longtime Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson described as his best signing ever. He's the holder of 7 English Premiership medals and was part of the Man United team that won the treble in 1999. On the show this week, we speak to one of the best footballers to come out of Ireland, Dennis Irwin.
Bar None, BFM 89.9.
Welcome to an all-new season of Bar None, your weekly dose of all things sport. I'm Audrey Raj, and in the studios with me this morning, my trusty sidekick, Angeline Tay.
Are you hyped for the new season, Audrey? Well, shall we tell our friends what we have in store for them this year?
Shoot away, my dear.
I can't wait to get started. Coming up this season, we'll be speaking to some of the amazing men and women who put Malaysia on the map back in its sporting heyday. We're talking about Malaysian Olympians, World Cup qualifiers, and even world champions.
We'll also be speaking to some of your favourite international sports personalities, starting with this week's guest, legendary Manchester United defender, Dennis Irwin.
Yeah, I'm Dennis Irwin. I'm an ex-Manchester United player, Ireland player as well. Over here in Malaysia to play some golf with Maybank and enjoy the hospitality. Great place to come. Southeast Asia is a great place for Manchester United fans, so delighted to be here.
So, Audrey, how did it go? Being a Liverpool fan, bet it wasn't easy meeting Dennis Irwin.
It was and it wasn't, actually. My memories of Dennis Irwin, right, have always been ones of pain. Ask any other Liverpool fan and they will tell you what a pain in the beep Dennis Irwin was when he played against Liverpool. He had a tendency to score against us. He was so efficient in cutting down our forwards. He was a rock for Manchester United. It's fair to say that I didn't quite like Dennis Irwin because he was just so awesome playing against my team.
But you came back from your chat with him all smiles.
Well, yes, I did, because he was such a nice guy. I mean, you'd never imagine someone with that kind of true grit being such a sweetheart in person. And despite all those painful memories of him scoring against Liverpool, he actually charmed my socks off.
Well, Dennis Irwin is apparently known for being a really nice guy. Mm. Did you know he was a Gaelic footballer and hurler before he was signed by Leeds in the early 80s?
Yeah, quite surprising. He then moved to Oldham, where he was noticed and signed by Manchester United.
For a wind-up volley, it's come out to Irwin. That's Robson. That's Irwin! That's 1-0! Dennis Irwin!
Well, it's great build-up, wasn't it? Dennis Irwin drops it into Brian Robson, clips it, jests it down, it sits up to be hit, he crashes it into the net and scores against his old club.
Inside the first 10 minutes, Brian Robson plays the return ball, and as you say, Irwin, the former Oldham player, puts them one behind in this semi-final replay.
So one of the first things that you read on the Dennis Irwin Wikipedia page is that Sir Alex Ferguson called you, pound for pound, his greatest signing ever. Now, knowing the kind of talent he's brought to Old Trafford over the years, how does that make you feel?
Well, I'm honoured, obviously, and flattered, because when you think that the likes of Eric Cantona and Peter Schmeichel and, well, and particularly Ronaldo, he's the best player I've seen down there. Loads and loads of players. Roy Keane. So flattered. Yeah, really nice of him to say that.
Speaking of Fergie, he also later said, post-retirement, that it was impossible for him to select a definitive all-time Man United team from his 3 decades at Old Trafford, right? But he named you as the only certain selection. Now, why do you think he felt you made such an impact for the club?
You'd have to ask him that, but I will say that, you know, I was in Sir Alex's time there, I was left full back for 12 years. And Patrice Evra, who was a great player, followed me, so there's not too much choice there. But when you consider how many centre-forwards we've had, you're stuck for choice. Then Ruud van Hullet was a fantastic striker. The 4 strikers we had in the 99 squad, you know, Ollie Gullin-Schulsker, Teddy Sheringham, Dwight York, Andrew Cole, they were all great strikers. Eric Cantona, Mark Hughes. So the choice of putting a striker in there is not as easy as putting a fullback in there. But it was very nice that he said them very kind words.
So let's go back to the start. Did you aspire to become a footballer as a kid?
No, I grew up playing. There's 2 Irish games, and I suppose if you're not from Ireland, you probably never heard of them. But they're Gaelic football and Gaelic hurling. And the city I was born in, Cork, very strong in hurling. So I wanted to grow up as a hurler till the age of about 12 or 13, when I started watching matches of the day, and then wanted to become a footballer. So you can all have your dreams, and sometimes they come true. But about 12 or 13, it was probably the first time I decided I wanted to become a football player.
No rugby?
No, not at all. Rugby's huge in Ireland now. I was actually at the Wales and Ireland game in Dublin the weekend before last. Had a great time as well. Dublin's a great place to go. We drew on that occasion. I'm a Munster man as well, and Munster are very strong in rugby as well, but I didn't go to the right school.
Dennis Irwin was an unsung hero at Manchester United. The defender arrived at Old Trafford for a bargain price of £650,000 and made himself a permanent fixture on the left back for over a decade as the Red Devils dominated the English game.
What made Irwin so special? I mean, calling him an unsung hero at a club like Manchester United is a big deal.
Well, Angie, Dennis Irwin was versatile. He was an effective left back. He was reliable as a right back. He'd move forward to score goals. His passes, especially during the Eric Cantona era, were sublime. And to think about it, right, this man has played alongside big names like David Beckham, Mark Hughes, Ryan Giggs, Paul Scholes, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Wow.
And Sir Alex Ferguson picks him as his first pick on the squad every time.
Funnily enough, my very first match for United, we went to Ireland pre-season, and my first match was down in my where I was born in Cork.
Wow.
Yeah, that was strange. And I played a charity shield. I think it's called a community shield now, but yeah. Called a charity shield against Liverpool at Wembley. We drew 1-1. And then my very first game, I think, was against Coventry. We won 2-0. I put in 2 crosses.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Okay, you were a versatile fullback, comfortable with free kicks, penalties, and you, obviously had a keen eye on goal. Some of your best goals, coincidentally, came against Liverpool. What was that rivalry like? Could you describe it for us?
Great. Honestly, it's great. They were very strong. They won a lot of trophies in the 70s and 80s. We've been very strong in the last 20, 25 years. The rivalry is great because the cities are only 30 miles apart, if that, 30 miles apart from each other. I used to really look forward to going to Anfield. Hmm. You get a lot of stick, but that's part and parcel of being a footballer. And the pressure there is enormous. The atmosphere is electric. It's the same when they come to our ground. It's their biggest match as well. And I think both teams deep down enjoy it. If you go anywhere in the world, and particularly Southeast Asia, there's an awful lot of Liverpool fans still knocking about, and an awful lot of Manchester United fans. So big rivalry. We've won the last 4 games against them. So that's good. But they've got a new manager in now. They're still very inconsistent. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they go. But the Premier League is a great play, very entertaining. You got Leicester this year, who have surprised everybody. Spurs have been a revelation as well. Arsenal, City, ourselves. Arsenal are still up there. They're a little bit inconsistent. City certainly are at the moment, and we are as well. Chelsea had a really poor start, which is surprising. But even the likes of West Ham have done great. Crystal Palace, Stoke have got some really good players. So the Premier League is an exciting league. And entertainingly, and I think that's why people like watching it. And the atmosphere there at the grounds is great as well.
You sound like you really miss it.
I enjoyed my time playing. I had 22 and a half years as a professional footballer. thoroughly enjoyed it. Wouldn't change anything, even though I had some ups and downs. There were seasons at United where, you know, we didn't win anything. A very fine line between winning and losing, but I wouldn't change anything for the world. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I look at it now, and I still enjoy watching it because La Liga is technically very, very good. Bundesliga, Bayern Munich, obviously, are very, very strong in that. I just think it's the most competitive and most physical league in the world. I'm not saying it's technically the best league in the world, but for entertaining-wise and, I don't know, and rivalries and atmosphere and the way the league's gone this year, it's great to see Leicester doing what they are, really is, and Spurs coming into the fold as well. The traditional top four that was around for a long time, it's not going to happen this year.
Dennis Irwin spent 12 successful years at Manchester United, making 529 appearances and netting 33 goals. He was also a set-piece and spot-kick specialist, scoring 11 out of 12 premiership penalties for United and never missing a single spot-kick in their old green jersey.
Here's more Dennis Irwin trivia. Yes, the Irish fullback was a set-piece specialist, but did you know he was also a champion chess player? He was also born on Halloween and is a big fan of Jurassic Park.
Wait, the movie or the book?
Both.
Oh, well, Dennis Irwin, the memory of him storming up and down the left wing, picking up the ball, and his uncanny resemblance to Rowan Atkinson. Dennis, you're the man.
I was fond of how he never gave me heart attacks taking penalties because you knew you could count on him. I remember him most as a penalty taker, and I remember him most as a reliable penalty taker, which is something that as a Manchester United fan you now miss.
Flicked on by him, in fact. It's Hughes now. Sharp just behind him. Irwin. Bruce is still forward. Cantona. Oh, look at that pass. And he got Irwin in again. Oh, that's brilliant. Dennis Irwin has scored, but the return ball from Cantona was one of the passes of the season. Irwin's finish, brilliant. Hammered it past Torsby.
So what would you say in your time in the Premiership was the most challenging player you had to mark or play against?
Well, John Barnes for Liverpool was a great player when I played against him in the early 90s, a top-class player. Liverpool, for some reason, was always a tough game, so he'd stick out most. But, you know, Henri at Arsenal, even though he didn't kind of play, he liked to drift over to Gary Neville's side. I was quite happy with that. He was a great player. Zola was a little genius as well. He's probably my favourite player amongst all the foreign imports that I played against.
And what do you think of him as a manager?
Yeah, well, where is he now? He didn't do so well at West Ham, but a magician of a player, really was. I didn't enjoy marking him because he was tough, but I used to enjoy watching him play.
What would you say would be your most memorable moment in the sport from throughout the years, even your early years?
First cap for your country is always very honourable. Listen, I played 12 years at United, 12 great years with some great players. I've mentioned them there. Keeney, Beckham, Scholes, Giggs, Cantona, Schmeichel, Bruce, Pallister. The list is endless, it really is. The first year I was at United, we won the Cup Winners' Cup in 91. We beat Barcelona and we were underdogs, so it was a little bit unexpected, but the 99 treble would take some beating, the way it finished off as well. And we hadn't won the European Cup or the Champions League for 31 years, and the way we won it as well, I think, will take some beating. Great memories.
What about the atmosphere at the Nou Camp? Yeah. What was that like?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We were a tired team. The English Premier League is a physical 38-game league. I think it shows when England play in any World Cups or European Championships. You know, they're a tired team, and I think English teams are at a disadvantage when it comes to European Cup or Champions League as well because of how tired they are and how physical they are. But we just got over the line, and you know, the atmosphere was unbelievable. Really was. We had something to prove because we'd won the league 5 or 6 times, and we needed to win in Europe to prove that we were a really good side, and the way it happened as well.
I'm not sure if this ever crossed your mind, but were you ever tempted to leave Old Trafford at any point of your career?
Nope. Not at all, because it was a very enjoyable time. It was a time of hard work, but the rewards were there. You knew that under a fantastic manager. And I had 12 great years there.
Dennis Irwin is also known for being one of Ireland's greatest ever players. He made his international debut in September 1990 in a friendly against Morocco and would go on to play for his country 56 times, scoring 4 goals.
He did this while racking up 7 Premiership titles with Manchester United, 3 FA Cup medals and 1 League Cup in 1992. He's also won the Cup Winners' Cup, the Super Cup and Intercontinental Cup on top of the Champions League victory in 1999.
Irwin finally left the club to join Wolves in the year 2002. He left for the Molineux when he was 36 years old.
36 and still in demand.
Well, I was a Wolves fan growing up, so that was one bonus. I didn't have to move house. There was 2 or 3 other players playing with Wolves who lived near me. I just needed a new challenge, and my last year at United, I didn't play so much, 2002. So I just needed one more year, and I really enjoyed my year as well. And we got promoted, and it was fantastic. We beat Sheffield United in the playoff 3-0 down in Cardiff because Wembley was being done up. So stayed for another year, which was hard because I was 38, which was hard, physically hard work, I got to say that, and ran out of steam a little bit, but I thoroughly enjoyed Wolves. Listen, when you're playing for United, there is so much pressure on you, it's like a goldfish bowl, that when you actually go down and play for a team like Wolves, and it was still hard work and still very enjoyable, but there's nowhere near the amount of people looking at you, you're not on telly as much, you're not under pressure as much. But it was still a joy to play for them.
And that welcome back at Old Trafford when you travelled with Wolves.
Yeah, well, that was nice, but the manager wasn't, Sir Alex wasn't so nice because he played Ronaldo. It was only the third, I think it was the third game of the season. But luckily enough, it was his first year and he was still learning the game and that. But I played against him twice, actually. I think the manager was trying to tell me something there, but he was the best player I saw at Old Trafford. But yeah, but the reception and I got going when I went back there in 2004 was great. But all the ex-players that go back get great receptions because the fans are great there, and they realise that anybody who's pulled on that red shirt of Manchester United deserves a round of applause when they come back.
Let's talk about your time with the Irish national side. Would you say you're satisfied with your contribution to your country?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't start playing until I was 24. I finished playing when I was 33. During my time there, we should have qualified for the European Championships in 92. We qualified for the World Cup in 94. We lost to a playoff against Holland, a very good Holland side, to qualify for the European Championships in 96. We lost to Belgium in a World Cup qualifier playoff for 98 in France, and we lost to Turkey to qualify for the European Championships in a playoff again. So I had really bad run of playoff memories playing for Ireland, but we had a great time. I've been lucky in my life, really, in football and life, and that I had only 2 managers for Ireland, and in 22 years I only had 5 managers, so I think that's helped me an awful lot. But Ireland was great. When I finished with Ireland, they qualified for the 2002 World Cup in Korea and Japan, so I'd made my decision by then.
Dennis Irwin hung up his boots at the age of 38, but continues to be part of football till this very day. He also enjoys golf nowadays and was in KL recently to do just that, golf with some friends ahead of the Maybank Championship Malaysia.
Now, you've done punditry, written columns on football. You're still very much in the thick of the sport after hanging up your boots. Has coaching or management ever crossed your mind?
When I finished playing football, I'd done a few of my licenses up to my B license, because I was involved in football for 22 years. I just needed a little bit of a break, and when I during that break, I started doing a lot more media work. It's probably the one thing I regret, that I didn't go on and do my A license and pro license, because you need them to become a manager. I'm not saying I would ever become a manager, but I might have gone down, done a bit of coaching. That's probably the only regret that I have, really. To have the option of either going into media or coaching at the highest level.
And you're here today, not on footballing duty. Have you always been an avid golfer?
Yes, I used to play pitch and putt when I was growing up. in Ireland when I moved across to England at 16. Played golf regularly all the way up. Not like some of my colleagues. Dwight York plays off two. Clayton Blackmore is a scratch player. I think Lee Sharp plays off two as well. But I'm handy enough. And it was great playing today, you know, here at Royal Selangor Golf Club with the Maybank Pro-Am, because to see pros playing, play with Darren Clark, to see the way he hits the ball, the greens were so quick. I'm not used to them back in Manchester with the amount of rain we had, the heat. Again, we don't experience that back. But just, it was just great. A great team. We did well. My golf was up and down. My driving was okay. My putting at times left a lot to be desired, but it was good.
That was seven-time English Premiership title-winning defender Dennis Irwin, part of the famous treble-winning Manchester United squad in 1999, and all-time Ireland footballing great.
If you'd like to hear more from your favourite Premiership heroes, check out our other podcasts at bfm.my/barnun. And tell us who you'd like us to feature on the show by dropping us a line at barnun@bfm.my or on Twitter at BFM Radio.
So that's all for Barnun this week.
I'm Angeline Tay.
And I'm Audrey Raj. Have a sporty weekend ahead. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.